There's an amazing story of a man who wanted to teach his daughter a lesson. So that morning, when she woke up, he took her in front of a mirror and said, "What do you see?" She smiled. She said, "Ah, I see me." He then took her to the window and said, "What do you see now?" She said, "I see trees and houses, and there's people walking and there are cars." She was a little confused. It was, what is her father trying to teach her? But she went to school, came back at night. Later that night, before she was going to go to sleep, the father took her back in front of the mirror and said, "What do you see?" She said, "I see me." She's confused at this point because, like, what's going on? It's the same mirror. I see me. He then took her in front of the window and said, "What do you see?" And now she was really confused because she said, "I see me." She saw a reflection of herself. And the father said, "Focus carefully. Keep focusing. Tell me what you see." After about a minute or so, she all of a sudden gasped and she's like, "Wait a second, I see those trees and I see the houses and I see the cars. Wait a second, this isn't a mirror, it's a window." And the father smiled and said, "That's life. So often, we're used to looking at the world as if it's a mirror. We just see the surface and we see a reflection of ourselves. When we learn to look past the surface, when we learn to look past ourselves, our ego, that reflection of ourself, all of a sudden we get opened up into an entire world that lies beyond that surface. We get access to a portal into a different reality." And that's sukkahs. Sukkahs is this beautiful time. We sit in the sukkah, and it's very hard, at least at the surface level, to understand what sukkahs is really about. Well, what's the idea of sitting in the sukkah? Especially because the schach, which is halachically the essence, the ikkar of the sukkah, is the schach. It has to be somewhat see-through. You have to be able to see the stars. Sunlight has to be able to come in. What's the idea? And Chazal give this cryptic analogy, this cryptic mashal, and say that the sukkah teaches you, sukkahs teaches you about beauty, the concept of beauty. What's beauty? Well, we often think of beauty as physical beauty, and that's an aspect of beauty, something parallel, something symmetrical, something where the pieces come together in a beautiful way. But what is that beautiful way? What is beauty? So the Maharal talks about this, Rav Dessler talks about this, how beauty is when the physical pieces come together in a way that something greater than the sum of the pieces is able to emanate from it. That's beauty. Now, when we talk about human beauty, the analogy, the mashal, the greatest paradigm of human beauty is Adam HaRishon. So the way that the Mefarshim talk about Adam HaRishon, look at the Midrashim, look at the Gemaras, Adam HaRishon was not like you or me. When we look at each other, we see our faces. You don't see my thoughts, you don't see my inner self, you don't see my neshama, you don't see my consciousness, you see my face. But Adam HaRishon is more like a light bulb. When you look at a light bulb, you see the light. If you look very closely, all of a sudden you start to see the actual bulb. When you looked at Adam HaRishon, you saw Adam HaRishon. The body was transparent and it was luminescent. You saw Adam when you looked really closely, you saw his guf, you saw his body. But after he sinned, the world and Adam HaRishon fell to the state that we are nowadays. You look at the world, you don't see a spiritual reality, you don't see Hashem in the world. You have to, use your intellect to see Hashem. You have to look past the surface to see Hashem. When you look at another human being through their dibur, through their ma'aseh, through their speech and action, you get to see what's going on inside themselves. You get to access their inner self, the pnimi. It's also fascinating. The face, pnim, literally means pnim, a face which allows access to that which is pnim, which that which is inside. The word pnim means inside and face, because the face reveals what's on the inside. But we don't have access. We have to learn to see past the surface. That's what sukkahs is about. Schach, the main aspect of the sukkah, schach, it's transparent. You get to see something which you can peer through the surface. You can see the night sky. You look closely, you start to see past the. It's like that window that you thought was a mirror, but all of a sudden you get to access an entire dimension of reality that's past that surface. That's with everything in life. It's always about sourcing things back to their root. And that's why Rashi says, what was another name for Sari Menu? Because after Adam HaRishon, we no longer have that beauty. couple people in Jewish history able to tap into that true beauty. One of them was Sarimena. What was another name for Sarimena? Rashi says Yiska. Why? Because Yiska, same Lashon as Schach, both share what concept? It's the concept of transparency. Schach means something that you can see through, transparent. Yiska, Sarah's physical beauty. Yes, she was physically beautiful. The Mitzrim weren't after her spiritual beauty. The Mitzrim thought she was beautiful because she was physically beautiful, but her physical beauty reflected something infinitely deeper. And that's why her name was Yiska, because that's what true beauty is. It's when you're able to use the physical surface to reveal something infinitely more. And that's what Sukkot is about. That's why Sukkot, the deeper Bali Machshava talk about Sukkot as the Chag of Emunah. Why is it the Chag of Emunah? Because what is Emunah? Emunah is being faithful to that which you can't see, to that which is root, to that which is deeper. You don't get to see Hashem in this world. You get to see the expression. Hashem isn't going to come out and say, I'm here. We have to choose Bechira. You have to choose to see past the surface, to connect to Hashem. Yes, we have a Masorah. Yes, we have the Torah. Yes, we have mitzvos. But we live in a time where we don't have open miracles. We don't have Nevuah. We don't live in a time of Pesach and Shavuos. We live in a time of Chanukah and Purim, which is where we have hidden miracles, where the miraculous is now nature itself, where we have to learn to witness the miraculous, the natural, the miraculous within the natural. The fact that you're alive, the fact that we're here, the fact that we have purpose, that's a miracle. And that's what Sukkot is about. It's about learning to see within the darkness. It's about learning to see past the surface. Yiska, schach, true beauty, transparency. And that's what we're here. Right after Yom Kippur, where we're angels, where we're malachim, we don't eat, we don't engage in the physical world, we connect to our transcendent root, the fact that we're a chelik alakam mal, the fact that we are transcendent angelic beings, but then we come back into Sukkot, Zman Simchasini, where we use the physical, because our job is not to escape the physical, to transcend the physical, it's to uplift, transform, and ascend using the physical. We transform the physical, we use the physical, we reflect the infinite within the finite, the spiritual within the physical, the ethereal within the corporeal. That is our job, that is our mission. That's what Sukkot is about. Right after Yom Kippur, where we're ascetic, we transcend the physical world. No, Sukkot, we then come back down as angelic beings. Now we can use it. Now we can uplift it. Zman Simchasenu, it's Simchas Pesach Shavuiva. We engage in the physical world, but as angelic beings, we're angels having a physical experience. We're here to use, uplift, and transform this world. That's our mission statement. And Sukkot is where we do it. It's where we talk about the Haras HaShechina, where it's Sukkot Mamash, but also the Anani HaKavod. It represents our connection with Hashem, dwelling with Hashem, living with Hashem, living with that higher level of intellectual and spiritual and emotional consciousness, where, yes, there's a physical world, but we see so much more than the surface. You take that which you learn Gemara, be in Machshava, be in Musar, Halacha, the realms of science, and you learn how to transform how you see the world now. And then you live with that vision. Right? People see, but you can use the ideas that you have within yourself to transform using that vision to see something so much more than what's on the surface. So this Sukkot, let's really focus on learning how to see Iker, learning how to see the root, learning how to see the spiritual, learning how to see the transcendent within this world. When we sit in the Sukkah and we peer up at the Schach, we have to learn how to not only see past the surface of the Schach, but how to peer past the surface of all aspects of reality, and then infuse that depth into all aspects of our experience as we yearn to become our greatest selves, and connect every aspect of our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.